In this file here, we illustrate a very nice JavaScript example built by Miriam Asperli, a Syracuse University graduate student in CIS. On the left, you see a bunch of two menus and also some two tables which just display a set of colors. If you click on the particular color, you will find it changes a color of one of the components on the right-hand side. That's because clicking on that color invokes a JavaScript function, which JavaScript function changes the page on the other side. So this shows how you can use JavaScript to build a user interface which is quite powerful, which allows you to relate one frame to another frame and make choices. If we go up to the menus, one of the most interesting menus is the title menu. If you go to the title menu, you find that you can make the title blink, or you can also choose something of the doc class type, which happened to be Java applets, and you will see that you get these nifty displays of the title, which are capabilities, for instance, which are not present in existing PC presentation packages. You can also change the background by using the top menu. The Java applets also illustrate an interesting feature about the web model for software development. Namely, those applets did not come from Microsoft or IBM. Rather, they came from the world. People around the world felt it was nifty to have applets that displayed text in a clever fashion, and they just built Java programs that did that, and then they put those Java programs on their websites. People found them and used them, and some of the better applets were endorsed by the world as nifty things to use. And so this shows that we do not have hierarchical planned software development, possibly extremely efficient, but rather uncreative. We have this freewheeling, highly creative, probably inefficient, but there are a lot of people in the world, and it's not so obvious this highly creative collection of web hackers around the world isn't going to be a more powerful model than the more traditional state version endorsed by the traditional corporate implementation.